Good yar, a good mayid, whenever you watch the sicha. Interesting that V'zois HaBracha Bey is the final sicha in Chelek Yud Dalid. It starts off in exactly the same way as the previous sicha, V'zois HaBracha Aleph. It goes again to the heart of why we read Parshas V'zois HaBracha on Simchas Torah. And he quotes the same Rambam, Moshe Tikkelem Yisrael, Shiukurim V'chol Moed Ben Yonah, that Moshe was Masakin, he instituted that you read each Yom Tov based on its Inyan, but then he takes a different direction. So he talks about the idea that in Shemini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, is the time of download, klita, when all the incredible hamshachas, all the things that we brought into this world on Rosh Hashanah and Bechlal on this month, is downloaded, it's integrated in the person on Shemini Atzeres. Now, what's the main theme of Rosh Hashanah that we're now downloading? The main theme of Rosh Hashanah is that the Yidden make a Kodesh Baruch Hu as their key. Imulafanai Malchiyah, say before me, Sukkim of Malchiyah, of kingship, so that I'll become your king. So what is digested on Simchas Torah Shemini Atzeres? The idea of Tamlichuni Aleichem, it gets integrated and revealed within the person on Shemini Atzeres. So according to that, we could explain that the connection, what we read in Simchas Torah to our theme is, we talk about Vehi Bishur Melech, Yisasef Rosh Hashanah Yachad Shifti Yisrael. So Vehi Bishur Melech is the idea that there's a Melech, there's a king. And Yisasef Rosh Hashanah Yachad Shifti Yisrael is that we showed up to appoint the king, and that we're all in Achdus when we do it, similar to Rosh Hashanah. Like, we know that only when we're Ba'achdus and everyone's Bebitul and Kabbalah Soil, everybody puts their ego aside, it's only then we're able to accomplish the crowning of Hashem. Similar when you crown a king, a bas of Adam. So at the moment of crowning, whether you're a minister or you're a lowly individual, you're all the same level of battle. Later on, in the way you execute the king's commands, there's different levels. But in the idea of bittul before the melech, if the minister is taking himself more seriously than any other person, then it's not real Kabbalah Samalchus. Interesting, he says that both these ideas are found within the name Shemini Atzeres, specifically in the word Atzeres. Atzeres can mean Lashon Malchus, and he brings an example. Lashon Malchus and Mamshala, he brings it from the Zohar. And it's also Atzeres gathering and bringing people together. Again, when we're all gathered, B'sasef Rosh Hashanah, that's how we accomplish the Malucha. Now, so we understand how Rosh Hashanah is digested and integrated on Shemini Atzeres. Now, Shemini Atzeres is not just the Klita of Rosh Hashanah, it's the whole Tishrei. And the whole idea of Shemini Atzeres and Pesach is Simcha. So, and how does the Simcha of Shemini Atzeres express Rosh Hashanah more than the Simcha that we have on Sukkot? In other words, where do we see Rosh Hashanah within Shemini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, in the Avodah of the day, which is Simcha? So we spoke about the idea of the only way crowning Hashem a king is when there's this Achdus and this integration, this Gadolus of the Jewish people. At the Mitzvah Mayim Kulchem, the famous Nekuda, that we all have to stand Kulchem all together. And that revelation happens dafka Shemini Atzeres Simchas Torah. But Rosh Hashanah, when we accomplish that, it's through the Avodah of Bittul. And now it's the Avodah of Simcha. And the fact that we express Simcha as equals. He says, interesting that in this, Yom Kippur is not the same level of equality, because Yom Kippur, each one of us is getting atoned for our own specific sins. So this idea of absolute equality is found specifically in Simchas Torah and in Rosh Hashanah. It says like this. In general, the three Yom Tovim, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot are times of Simcha. But specifically, when Zman Simchasenu? Sukkot. But even Sukkot, it's connected to a mitzvah, Dalet Minim and Sukkot. That's how the Simcha is accomplished. On Shemini Atzeres Simchas Torah, we also call it Zman Simchasenu, but there is no mitzvah Sayyim. Midaraisa, from the Torah, there's no mitzvah Sayyim. So because it has no, it's Simcha without connection to any specific mitzvah, so it's a Simcha that's beyond limitations, because a mitzvah technically limits the Simcha. And therefore, Dafka, we see that the ultimate Simcha is expressed by Am Yisrael, Dafka and Simchas Torah, more than Sukkot. Because on Sukkot, it's still connected somewhat to the mitzvahs of the day, so it's the Simcha will be comparable and limited based on the mitzvah you do. And the fact is that there's different categories of obligations. Men are chayiv in certain mitzvahs, women are not chayiv in mitzvahs, age, etc. And even Simchas Pesach She'eva, which we're told is the greatest thing, ultimately, who danced? Chassidim Anshei Maisa. Everybody else were witnesses. However, at Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, it's L'mailim G'davakol, beyond limitations, and therefore, there is no specific, there's no specifics about everyone's Simcha. Like we say on Simchas Torah Day, Agil Va'esmach, I will be happy, Simchas Torah. Avram was happy, Yitzchak, Shlomo was happy, Simchas Torah. All of us are happy, men, women, and children. As he brings from the Siddur, of the Mittal Rebbe, I believe, that says Simchas Kol Yisrael Uyin Zelaze, Kol Yisrael Uyinla, that the Simcha Vakafis, all Yidden are deserving of it. It's an incredible level, etc. Now, how do we have unity of Am Yisrael? Back to the idea of unity, Ante Mitzav Ma'ayin Kulcham, when we each put our Metzias away, and we each put our uniquenesses and differences away. Some of us are heads, some of us are regel, the sheikhim, shiftechim, sheikh, mecha, but there's absolute equality. And that happens, dafkin shmei tzim shmei tzim, when we dance with our feet, the Torah is closed, and we're expressing Kabbalah so dafkin our feet, and that we're all equal, regardless of how sophisticated your head is, ultimately it's about dancing with your feet. So this, these two nekudas of Shmini Atzeres, which we said Atzeres means malucha and bringing everybody together, are not only interdependent regarding the idea of Rosh Hashanah accepting, but they're also expressed in the simcha and the dancing. And he explains like this. The fact that there's no difference with Am Yisrael when they appoint Hashem as our king, besides the fact that it's because that's the only way we reach the level of Bittul, it's also from the level of the king. Once the king becomes a king, then different decrees will affect different people differently. But in the level, at the moment of Tam Lichuni, that's before he starts making decrees, crown me, this is about the king, and the king is, not only are the people singularity, the king is singularity. So, just like in the level of the king that we're trying to reach, it's a level within the king that there's no division, so too, those who are accomplishing it are beyond division. So too, so he says, that's what Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah has over Sukkot. In the 7th day of Sukkot, because it's connected to mitzvahs, so even within Hashem, it's not from the level of singularity, because it's theirs, it's different decrees. In other words, not only are we showing up at the level of mitzvahs, that's not one nekuda, the essence, Hashem's not showing up on that level. On the other hand, in Simchas Torah, that there is no specific mitzvahs hayayim, and the Simchas L'mayim T'Vagbolas, Hashem shows up from a place of singularity, and we are showing up in a place of singularity, and that's how we connect, Yachad Shifti Yisrael, all together. So according to what we said, that the Simchas Teda is beyond limitations, and therefore it's called, and therefore there's no limitation. The question is why we call it Simchas Torah. Torah technically is limitations, because Torah is 613 mitzvahs. Torah has limitations. Even though the fact that we refer to Torah, Rucham Eretz Midah, it's longer than the land, the fact is we're still referring to it somewhat in reference to a limit, to quantify it. Now, we have to say that within the word Simchas Torah, there has to be the idea of also limitlessness that we've been talking about throughout the Sikh, especially according to the way the Baal Shem Tov says, that whatever you call something, Lashon HaKodesh, that is the essence and that's what sustains that idea. So what is sustaining Simchas Torah? It's the word Simchas Torah, but Lucharis Torah is limited. So Rebbe says in Simchas Torah, there's two explanations that are brought. Number one, Simchas Torah, that Yidden are happy with Torah. That's a simple pshat. That's the way Halacha refers to it. Then there is the fact that Torah itself is Samech, and that he brings from the Kodi Torah. Sha'at Torah Tia Samecha. So the Yidden make the Torah happy. In other words, they bring Simcha to the Torah. And because both of these Pirushim were brought in Torah, they're true. So they're both on Simchas Torah and they're interdependent. That's why he says that's one of the explanations why we call Simcha Seinu many, many Simchas, and like our Simchas, because we're referring not only to our Simcha, but our Simcha that we're accomplishing within the Torah, that the Torah is now Sameh. Now, the fact that Simchas Torah is connected to every yid, the answer to this question of how Simchas Torah, the limited part of Torah, can still be limitless, how could Simchas Torah be limitless, has to be understood to everybody, because ultimately this is a day that's understood to everybody. So the Rebbe says, based on the second interpretation, that Simchas Torah doesn't only mean that we are happy in the Torah, but rather the Torah is happy itself, so we can understand the limitless. Why? Because in order to have Simchas Torah, that I am Sameach, I have to learn Torah, I have to understand it. But in time of Hakafis and Simchas Torah, when I'm dancing, we're not learning, we're actually covering the Torah, it's wrapped up. So over here, Simchas Torah, the second level, the second shot, the shot of Likud Torah gets upgraded. And that is that the Torah is Sameach. And the Torah needs us to dance with it, so that's how we accomplish that the Torah is Sameach. How do we do that? So he says like this. He says, Torah mitzad atzmai, Torah from itself is taka, like we said, limited. And therefore, even if the Torah was misamech from its own simcha, not that we were misamech, but the Torah was misamech, it would be limited. But through the fact that Yisrael, Am Yisrael, which we are from a place of limitlessness, Kadmah l'Torah, we're higher than Torah. So when we are misamech the Torah, we activate within the Torah the level of Bli Gvul. We bring the limitlessness into the Torah. Wow. So according to this, you have to understand, because the source of the Yidden are higher than the Torah, and therefore we're able to bring Simchas HaTorah. So then the question is, according to the first pshat, a pshat from the Dhamma, that Simchas HaTorah, that the Torah is making us happy, how could the Torah activate that happiness? If we're talking about limitless Simcha, so according to the second pshat of the Likutei Torah, we're activating the Simcha within the Torah, makes sense, but how could the Torah give it to us? The Rebbe says, even though the source of neshamas is higher than Torah, nevertheless, because the way we are in this world, there's a big difference between Torah and neshamas. Torah, the way it's down here, is still a veisku kachabichu gulachad. It's comes from atzmus, it's united with Hashem. But neshamas yisrael are created in a way that we should at least feel in our reality independent. Just like a son that comes from the father, but nevertheless, he's the omitzius. So in this world, how do Yidden, even though our source were higher, in this world, how do we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Torah? Torah is the memutza, Torah is the combiner, Torah is the connector between us and the Eivishter. But after we learn Torah, then we activate within ourselves our Shoresh, which is higher than Torah, and we bring that into Torah. So he says like this, this is how it works. First, Yidden are Sameach in the Torah. Then that's how they connect to Torah. Then through Torah, they connect to Hashem. And then their level is revealed. Their source is revealed. And then they bring that source into Torah. So it's like a circle. And that's why we say Psukim of Torah before Akafas. We bring reasons for the Simcha Shmei Atzeres Simchas Torah before Akafas. We bring stuff to Psukim from Torah, because through the Psukim of Torah in the God, that talk about Hashem is great and the Yidden is great, that's what all Psukim talk about, we feel the Simcha, and then we activate our source, and then we bring the Simcha into the Torah. So based on this, we understand that Simcha's Torah, that the Simcha is connected to Torah, doesn't negate the idea that's limitlessness. Why? Because we taka activate the level of Atzmus. Because we bring the Simcha through Torah, and we then activate our source, then we bring the level that we're all equal, and it's the Rosh Hashanah, Kulam Smechem Shabbat, and Tzav Mayim Kulchem, because we are all from one source. Just a beautiful Sicha that takes the same beginning that we had in last Sicha, takes it to entirely